thinking what I could share with you for these 5 days where I will be addressing you. I had many different seminars and many different notes to the seminar in my travel bag, but after thinking very deeply and praying to Krishna very hard and trying to sense what would be most useful for your spiritual life, I decided to take you through a mini japa course or mini kirtan course based on the work Harinam Chintamani. Harinam Chintamani is full of valuable tips which go back to the great teacher of the holy name, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur himself did not write anything, but he had disciples or people who were close to him who made notes on what he spoke about the holy name in the state of profound devotional ecstasy. And these notes were collected by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose disappearance day we have today. And they were put into a work called Harinam Chintamani, where a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur takes place. I said discussion, but that is not entirely correct. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask Haridas Thakur questions, and Haridas Thakur answered these questions. But if you would ask Haridas Thakur if he really is the originator of the answer, he would say no. No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the instrument player, and I, Haridas, was the instrument. I only played or said what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made me to say. Now the work Harinam Chintamani, I'm just saying very briefly so that we can go right to the subject, has three sections. Section one establishes the truth and the inconceivable glories of the holy name. And that has a reason. If you want to become a good chanter, you first of all need one qualification. That's the only qualification which you need. Who of you has an idea? To be sincere. Mm-hmm. That's one answer. Eagerness. Faith. If you have faith in the holy name, you will chant. But if you have no faith, like many of you, or not a very deep faith, your chanting will be only a background music, and your mind, which its endless moves here and there, will be in the foreground. So, in section one, Haridas Thakur speaks about the entry into the palace of the holy name, that is deep faith. And I will talk a little bit about this today. Then, in section two, he establishes the practice of pure chanting. May I ask you, when do you feel is your chanting pure? When? Connected chanting? Mm-hmm. Faithful chanting? What? Tasteful chanting? Mm-hmm. When absorption is there in the holy name. Mm-hmm. But when can all this happen? All this and more. Our Prabhu knows everything. You have to learn what are the offenses and, very important, it's not enough to know what they are. You have to learn how to purify your offenses, how to overcome the offenses. The chanting of the holy name, or the name, is Krishna. He's like the sun. But when you commit either knowingly or unknowingly offenses, these offenses are like clouds and fog which covers the manifestation of the holy name. And then you might chant and chant and chant and chant, but still the inner darkness does not leave you because the sun of the holy name is covered by fog and by mist. So in the major section, that is from chapter 4 to chapter 13, and he discusses Nam Aparad from chapter 4 to chapter 13 and how to avoid Nam Aparad. There are millions of very good tips what to do, and we will practice today according to a few tips. And on section on chapter 14, he discusses another aparat, that is seva aparat, and how to avoid it. Now in section 3, my dear devotees, he talks about the goal of chanting. What could you think it could be the goal of chanting? To get your rounds done. No. It's a little difficult. This one is difficult, but I think some of you will find it. I couldn't hear. For Krishna's pleasure, this is an answer which approaches the goal of chanting, because to chant for Krishna's pleasure is is a sign that you have entered bhakti. If you just do something for your own pleasure, that cannot be called bhakti as of yet. Bhakti means it's for Krishna. You do something with your mind, with your words, and with your activities, and you have the intention to please Krishna. So what happens when you please Krishna? Magic happens. The moment you please Krishna, Krishna begins to exchange with you. He begins to come into your life. He gives you signs and he gives you rasa. Rasa is a taste which happens when you enter a relationship. So the goal of chanting is you enter your eternal relationship with Krishna in ecstatic love of God. That's chapter 15. Sometimes when I give japa retreats, I ask the devotees, what is the goal of chanting? And we get many, many answers. I always say, chanting, according to Prabhupada, means to associate with Krishna and to enter into a two-way relationship with Krishna. You give something, your attention, and Krishna reciprocates with you. It's an active relationship, chanting. Before I continue, I want to ask you to turn around to your neighbor. This is very important. I know some of you will think, oh, not these New Age stuff, please. No, this is not a public lecture. When I lecture to you, you will see me in a different mode. Now, this is something we want to work on something. I would like you to turn to your neighbor and man to man, matajis to matajis, and please discuss with your neighbor. Okay, Audaya, please be with us. Sluja, listen. Please discuss with your neighbor where you feel at the moment your japa or your chanting of the holy name is. Is it good? Is it an active relationship and reciprocation with Krishna? Is it maybe a tiresome chore, tiresome duty to which you feel condemned because you foolishly announced at your initiation you would chant 16 rounds without offenses? What is the japa for you at the moment? How do you relate to it? I feel this is important because you will learn a few things how to improve your japa, but first of all you will need to want to improve. Otherwise, I will just make bore you to death, because my Harinam Chittami course will be for those who are practical people who want to experience a lift in the holy name. So start now. You have only at most 5 minutes, and I will go around and see if you talk about pizza or about the question. Once again, the question: what is your present relationship to the holy name? Start now.
Thank you.
more minute. Hare Krishna, thank you very much, thank you so much for your enthusiasm to talk, your world famous enthusiasm to talk. In order to create faith in the holy name, Haridas Thakur gives a very nice verse about the glories of the holy name. It's really nice. You will definitely appreciate it. He says, nothing in this world of birth and death is like the holy name. The holy name is the greatest treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house. I think there are a few people who would disagree with this. The holy name is the greatest treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house. What about prema bhakti, pure devotional service? What is about entering into one's rasa, one's eternal relationship? Is that the greatest treasure which Krishna can give us? Worldly people would say, well, what is about the Kostuba Mani on Krishna's chest? Or the Chintamani jewels which can fulfill all desires. Why do you say that the chanting of the holy name is the greatest treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house? Please listen carefully to the logic which is given. The reason is that in this conditioned state, we cannot see Krishna. We cannot feel prema bhakti so easily because we are covered with imperfect senses. Therefore, the greatest treasure in Krishna's treasure house is that by which Krishna becomes most easily accessible. So this is a difficult word. How do we see accessible? Say accessible. Yes. Krishna, the inconceivable Supreme Lord, is willing to come into first on the tongue and then the heart of a conditioned soul who's willing to chant his holy name. Haridas Thakur argues, everything in the material world is made of maya. It is dull and inert. But by Krishna's will, some individual souls are imprisoned in the material world. That's us here. We are prisoners. But still, these souls are the only spiritual entity in the material world. Let us summarize. The only thing which is spiritual is you and the holy name. And when the two meet, the greatest auspiciousness happens to the conditioned soul. Because in the meeting of Krishna, the conditioned soul is like a spark which is nearly at the stage of extinguishing, but then comes into the fire and gets life. Assuming the form of his holy name, Lord Krishna has descended into the material world. The holy name is thus the Drugi, Duhoni Entititski, the second spiritual entity in the material world. Yes. This is a reason why you should have faith. When I sit and I chant, I know, I start, I have spent the night in dreams or no dreams, and I feel a little bit like one devotee said, every morning I wake up as an atheist. I don't feel exactly as bad, but sometimes I feel like this. Every morning I wake up as an atheist. I think, Govindanandan, you want to take a note of this. Govindanandan likes these short sentences very much. So then, when you meet the holy name and you learn how to properly chant it, and this we will try to touch upon a few points, then that atheist is entering into the fire of bhakti. And it can... he can be spiritualized, because we are spiritual entities. Krishna is a spiritual entity, and in the connection everything can happen. But my dear devotees, you must have faith in the holy name. Haridas Thakur makes it very clear. He says, an order to take up the chanting, it is first necessary to generate faith. Anyone who with undeviating faith, what is undeviating? Ne slipate. No. Yes. Anyone who with undeviating faith takes shelter of chanting Lord Krishna's holy name attains everything, love of Godhead, and even Krishna's form with the crown and the Kustubha mani. Everything you obtain. But you must have faith. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, for all other processes, jnana, yoga, karma, so many conditions have to be fulfilled so that they can work. You must do yagyas, ritual bath, and so on. You must consider time, place, and objects, if they are pure, impure. However, it is faith alone that makes you qualified to chant the holy name. Nothing else need to be considered. That means when there is no faith, holy name will not work. You might remember there is an offense against the chanting, that is to speak about the glories of the holy name to people who have no faith. It means also when a guru sees that his disciple has lost faith, he must stand up in the assembly of Vaishnavas and say, my disciple has lost faith, he is no longer my disciple. I officially and publicly renounce my connection with him. Because it's for faith, this is an activity, the chanting, which requires faith. And the absence of faith is a difficult problem in the life of everyone. I will now, after shocking you to your bones, describe to you what is the journey of faith, how faith progresses. This is from a rare document of Srila Vyasadeva, which I think if you hear it, will give you a lot of motivation to increase your faith. And I will also tell you how to increase the faith. But before doing this, I would like all of us to chant a little bit in Kirtan together the holy name. And I would like to you to chant for the pleasure of Krishna. Connect with Krishna. Pray to Krishna. Please accept me. Please give me more Shraddha.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna,
Challenges to our faith on the journey of Krishna consciousness. And the question, what can help us to gain faith is very important for us. The answer to this is just like a beggar who's hungry goes into the places where food is distributed. A devotee who wants to increase his faith must come into the association of faithful devotees. Kali always attacks us by attacking our faith. And in this modern age of internet, also the internet is used by presenting attacks on our faith, other concepts, other ideas, or devotees are talking not nicely about each other, and so on. Faith is so important, and when the faith is there, your spiritual life goes very swiftly. When it is in some way compromised, you will be weakened. Srila Vyasadeva has written a rare commentary. I became aware of this by His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, a commentary where he describes the development of faith. And I may have presented this already in another summer camp because I feel it is so useful for us. But please allow me to present it again. Deep faith or shraddha gives birth to virya. Virya means vigor on energetic endeavor to pursue the practices of bhakti. When you have faith, you will find great inner strength in you. In the Bible, you find Jesus saying that faith can move mountains. To move a mountain is not so easy. We can try after this class to move Frushka Goranga just 1 meter to the left side. We will need a few more people to do that. And then be... you require strength to cross a mountain which is inside of you, the mountain of ahankara, which is now between you and Krishna. That mountain of ahankara is a very difficult to cross. You need strength for your spiritual path. Vaishnavas always pray, "Oh, my path is slippery. I slide and slip. May the saints give me the walking stick of their milasti, their mercy." You need strength to pursue the path of Krishna consciousness to the end. Strength, inner strength, spiritual strength comes only from shraddha, from deep faith. Now, after virya, when you have strength, virya will give birth to smriti, that is memory. When you are a strong devotee, you will remember the essential teachings of Krishna consciousness in the time of need. When you are weak, these teachings will not be there in your life. You will forget it. I was in a discussion with two very nice devotees. They had discussed after prasadam on the subject of homosexuality and Krishna consciousness. Lesbian partnerships, female gurus, male chauvinists, all the hot subjects which are at the moment in ISKCON, in the corridors, and in the internet. And then they came after the discussion. You could see the vata element was very high in their brain. And they say, "What is your opinion to all of this?" So now the internet cameras will be on me. All my enemies will take their pants out. What is the Swami now saying to all these hot issues? Listen very carefully because it's politics. Only in transcendental consciousness, spiritual consciousness, will all these and other subjects be resolved to everyone's satisfaction. That's my statement. So this is very important to remember Krishna consciousness when you deal with these subjects. To not enter mundane concepts. To remember when there is a difficult decision to make. That is only possible by inner strength, which comes, I'm going back in the chain, from Shraddha. So, Smriti, this ability to remember Krishna in the times when it's very important. Not, I find sometimes in Serbia, everyone remembers and agrees to Krishna during the lecture, and the moment you leave the lecture, everything else is there. No, to remember Krishna as you go through life, as you solve the questions in your life, which need to be answered or by you on an individual basis. Very important. This comes from inner strengths and so on. So, Smriti, or the remembrance of the teachings of Shastra, gives birth to Samadhi, undivided concentration. Your faith is never shaken, even in the face of opposing elements. And this Samadhi gives birth to Pragya, or the realization of the individual soul, the Atma, and the Purusha, the Supreme Soul. This is the journey of faith. Would you like to do it? Tribhanga, how does this sound? An exciting adventure, isn't it? Yeah, I also like. So, deep faith gives birth to what? Virya. What is virya? Strength, vigor, yes, energetic endeavor. Energetic endeavor, or inner strength, gives birth to what? Smriti. What does this mean? Remembrance, yes, of the advice of the Shastra. Smriti gives birth to, what does this mean? Undivided concentration. You are fixed. And Samadhi gives birth to what? Pragya, or realization of what is the soul, and as distinguished from Prakriti, from the material energy, and what is Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. I would like to explain this journey of faith in relationship to the Holy Name. When you have deep faith that the Holy Name is the greatest treasure and the only second spiritual entity in this world, you will make a good energetic endeavor to chant your 16 rounds minimum. It will not be a difficulty. You know, I have faith in this. I have more faith in this than in the benefits of eating pizza, and the benefits of resting at this time, or the benefits of spacing out. And you know, now this is the greatest treasure, more than pizza, resting and spacing out. You know this. It's within you. It's deep within you. No difficulty any longer. 16 rounds, why not more? 16. I want to always chant. No, this is coming from faith. If you want, therefore, to improve your chanting, you must improve your faith. We will soon discuss how this do. Then, when you have this spiritual faith, you will spiritual strength of enthusiasm, of endeavor, there will be the memory coming at you. I remember once a devotee, my favorite japa story. It's about one of my godbrothers. When he joined, he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada and gave the promise to chant 16 rounds. Now once, He's a very good devotee. He was overwhelmed with so many duties that he could only finish 14 or 15 rounds. And he said, anyways, Myra, now I'm so tired. Let me go to bed. Now, in the midst of his sleep, he had a dream. Bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. It was a temple bell. Who could come at this time? And in the dream, he went to the door. He opened the door. And can you imagine who was standing before the door? Srila Prabhupada, you know everything. He was there. Well, this devotee remembered Prabhupada's instruction to him. And it was so enlivening, he woke up from his dream. Whoops! Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, I will chant these two rounds better. Smriti, the memory of his Gurta master came to him. And he chanted two rounds, and then a third round on top of it, just to make sure. And then he went back to brother sleep, and slept a little, slept, and so on. Smriti, memory will come. Memory will come, and that this is your path, and then the holy name is really pleased, and he will bless you with that one thing which we all need. We need the blessings of the holy name in order to overcome our worstest enemy in chanting. Krishna Murari, what is your worstest enemy in chanting? Actually, don't say it publicly. This is something for Prabhupada. It's inattention or distractedness. Or it translates, inattention has three parts to it. Laziness, distractedness, and most of you who have ants in the pens, restlessness. More of passion. And you have no focus. You, for this to overcome inattentiveness totally, you need the blessings of Krishna, because it's, we will talk more about this, why this is so, at a later thing. So then you have concentration, and then finally, my dear devotees, you will be blessed to chant on the spiritual platform, on the soul platform, where there is a sambandha, a deep connection between you and the name and Krishna. They all dance together at different dancing stages. This will all come as you increase your faith. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was once asked by his disciples, Guru Maharaj, how can we get strength? Is this the strength? And he said, when one serves the spiritual master with love and devotion, one may get plenty of strength in his heart. By this slujba, service attitude. This is general, it's the second time now where we hear that Shraddha increases by good association, in this case the Guru, and then when there is Shraddha, you get strength. I want to now ask you a question. Where do you need to place your faith? I know these are all very deep questions, and you know, we have this faith. We have it in faith, for instance, in the mode of tama. Is you have just faith that by pursuing ignorant activities, listening to music, rock and roll music, and so on, your life will be better. We have and then just wasting away, drinking alcohol, the tamasic life. or in Krishna consciousness, the inert life, where we are not really active on the spiritual platform, the tama is very strong. There is, and some people have faith. Let us relax. We were too fanatical in the beginning of our movement or in our life. Or others have faith in the mode of Rajagun, that, oh, if I could earn money, if I have sufficient sexual gratification, if I get famous for what I do, then my life will be better. And then as there's sattvika faith, that when I see people equally, when I am content in what I have and cultivate the mode of goodness in my relationships, in my eating, in my activities, then my life will be better and better. But for Krishna consciousness, we need a type of transcendental faith, which is called alokika shraddha, not faith of the world, of the people in the world. My question is, where should this faith, even in its beginning stages, be placed in order to increase? Faith, yes, faith. Where? In what? How? How? Where do I place it? Vishwanath Chakravarti answers this. You should place your faith in the bhakti scriptures. May I tell you something personal? My life has changed because I discovered something which is just so good. I started to read the Bhagavatam every day. Even today, well, today I've read something else, but before I go to bed, I read the Bhagavatam. Because the Bhagavatam is, there Krishna is present. Let me tell you the narration. When Krishna departed the world, and he was just going, then he saw outside of our planet a dark personality. He had waited. His name was Kali. Yes. And he could not come as long as Krishna was in the world. So Krishna goes and Kali comes. And Krishna looked back and thought, oh my God, now all the souls are lost because Kali is so strong. I need to send something to this world where the souls can take shelter. And then the Bhagavatam manifested from him as the, it comes a difficult word, Pratinidhi Rupa, the representative form of the Lord, where living entities will find shelter. Some who know me closer know that I'm very interested in many subject matters, and I'm in danger of being too interested in many things, like reading this, reading that. If there is a new book, I go like, if I don't have it, and I'm prepared to steal. This is how interested I am in reading. It is coming from my family side. It's genetic. It's not necessarily spiritual. Only recently, it was when I was in great pain, I discovered the reading in the Bhagavatam. I was in Braj. I had so much pain that the only tolerable way for me was to stand, to exist in the shoulder stand. Shoulder stand? Kerze, the yogic exercise. How do we say in Serbian? Yeah, it's a yoga posture. You go like, the toes are up and the blood flow is reversed. It was dramatic. I needed surgery, but I didn't want to take surgery because I was in Vrindavan. Then I had many different literatures to read. I had taken them with me. But amongst them there was a book, It's called Unveiling His Lotus Feet, which is really an overview of the Bhagavatam with many Bhagavatam verses and commentaries of Prabhupada. It's written by Bhurijan Prabhu. I can only warmly recommend it to you. And I read this, and soon I found myself to read it for 3 hours. And when I read it, I became so absorbed that I forgot about my pain, and I understood life is beyond the body. It exists. It was a discovery. And since that time, I have all but now I read in the, you know, Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, and then I read a little in Unveiling the Lotus Feet, where the overline, it's a study, it's a study guide. So, Shraddha, then I found this. Uncultured boy from the north of Germany. So, Shraddha means to place your faith in the Bhakti scriptures. And the second place where you must put your Shraddha, who has an idea? Holy name, someone says. Vaishnavas, another says. Spiritual master. Yes, I'm very proud of you. You're listening to the lecture and you're bringing points which you have heard. Here it is the exclusive determination to attentively follow the process of devotion as is described in the Bhakti scriptures. So, place your faith in the Bhakti scriptures and in the processes of Bhakti. Like, for instance, chanting, like one of you have said. Once Prabhupada was asked, what is the result of chanting? I know he has answered in many different ways, but one is one chance more. Because the moment you start here in the scriptures or in the process of bhakti, your thirst, which has been diverted to the things which do not serve you well, which are not helpful in your life, your thirst becomes redirected to Krishna. This is magical. You may say, I don't have any faith in chanting, but if you chant, your faith becomes bigger. You may say, I don't have any faith in the scriptures, but if you place your faith there and just start there in whatever humble way you can, then you will see your scripture faith starts. For those of you whose japa is a little bit reduced, let me say it as polite as I can, is a little bit reduced, I urge you, don't despair, don't give up, chant, make a chant reform by starting with a number you can do, 4 rounds or so. Do them attentively. Avoid offenses, especially inattention. And as you bring a good time there, you should maybe arrange your house, make a good dust off your altar, find a good yoga seat, you know, that you sit there. Woo, like in the old days when you were young and your faith was strong. And then you start and you chant. I guarantee you, soon you will be back to your 16 rounds. I guarantee you. I give you 1,000 euros if you don't. This is called practical preaching in Serbia. Make the effort. Place your Shraddha into these two things. Scriptures, Bhakti scriptures. And because at the moment, you know, sometimes our taste is not so great, unfortunately, because of our emphasizing other things in our life, and therefore we cannot really relish the sweetness of the holy name. Rupa Goswami addresses this point. He's not an impractical preacher. He says, someone whose tongue, yes, Nick, is covered with avidya, has no taste for the holy name. He doesn't taste it as sweet, but as bitter. But just like a jaundiced patient who has lost his taste in sweets, you know, the sweets taste bitter for a jaundiced patient, will get his health back if he eats sugar. That's the Ayurvedic treatment. It works, by the way. Then the same way, someone who every day chants the holy name, he will get his taste back. Do it in the way you can do. At the moment you may be a fever patient, when a fever patient gets a meal, he says, like yesterday, I had such a headache, and then a devotee with a smile of the universe said, here, a pizza for you. And I said, oh, la puna, no pizza for me, because I was sick. So in the same way, when we are sick in spiritual life, when our disease is there, we don't like to chant. It just doesn't taste well. It's bitter. But the chanting is the solution to get back to the chanting. The only thing is, you must do the chanting which you want to do, you must do it properly. Very important. Not this nushal, 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 nushal. You know what I mean, nushal, nushal. This different mantra, not the Hare Krishna mantra. Yes. Now, I will end this program now. I will request you now to chant in the association of Srila Prabhupada. It is described in Harinam Chintamani that when one serves the spiritual master, one gets plenty of strength in his heart. And there are instructions how to do that. One worships the spiritual... Please listen. One worships the spiritual master by making offerings of a seat, water for washing his feet, water to drink. One could give him a bath, cloth and ornament. And then, with the spiritual master's permission, one may begin worshipping the divine couple. Yes, this is a chanting. Please take your japa mala if you don't have it. No problem. You can chant without japa mala. But for the next programs, you please bring your japa mala, because we will do a lot of kirtan and japa during these sessions in the afternoon. I will just wait until those who take the japa mala come back. And we will chant a little in the association of Srila Prabhupada.